Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Into the happy hour we go for this Thursday program, 5 o'clock. Chris Hello, Tony Boone Jr., Scraby. Scraby's got the Chronicles coming up after the program. And you stay tuned. You'll be kept up to date on the college football semifinal game, which Tony and I were just discussing during the break. There's only been like 8 plays run in this game. And you never know how it's going to turn out. But it just looks like Miami's a lot stronger and bigger and just meaner. The first time Ole Miss had the ball, the poor Ole Miss quarterback was running for his life. And now Miami's got the ball, and they're just kind of bludgeoning their way down the
field.
They're on the first drive. They're down about the 25-yard line. No score yet. But, again, if 8 plays tell the story, Miami's looking very good so far. Speaking of Ole Miss, though, Lane Kiffin, love to hate him. And so, with that in mind, Jimbo Fisher.
Apparently Jimbo loves to hate him, too.
Yes, the old coach at Florida State and then on to Texas A&M, where he made more money than anybody had a right to.
I think he had the highest buyout prior to, who was it, Franklin? Was it his buyout?
James Franklin?
Oh, James Franklin.
No. What's my man at LSU?
Oh, yeah, the LSU.
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly got the big
buyout. That's what got the governor's ire. It was like, he gave Jimbo Fisher the biggest buyout.
Nice job.
Now,
needed the accent, too.
The governor threatened to bring President Trump into the act
to make the next coaching pick. You think he would have picked Lane Kiffin?
Probably.
I'm not going to comment. I am going to let Jimbo Fisher comment, though, because Tony set this up, but
he was on the ACC network, which is where the Miami Hurricanes come from.
Right.
And they were had a pregame show. And here is what Jimbo had to say about the whole situation.
It's selfish. That's what it is. It's stupid. And because here's why I say that. He wanted a coach and thought he didn't get his way. So everybody get on the plane with me, you don't have a job. All right? And he makes them all go. Then he gets down there and takes a PR hit because it looks bad that you really don't care about the kids. Then he says, okay, you can go back. Mm. But here's where he screwed up.
He thought they were going to lose.
He thought they were going to lose to Georgia. Exactly. And then the portal thing was all over with, and it was going to be all over with. And he said, okay, I'll look like a hero. Yeah. Now he's got egg on his face because the real Lane came back out. You know what I'm saying? And if those guys were allowed to coach the first game, they should be allowed to coach the fourth. Because those kids are doing something that you get one time in your life to ever do.
Literally.
That team and those guys, one time. And as a coach, listen, I know I've left a job. I get that. But if you took them on and said they're never coming back, that's fine. You set the rules of the game. You don't change the rules in the middle of the game. And as a coach, it's hurting the kids and it pisses me off.
Well, there you go.
Oh, Jimbo, I don't need to add to that.
Came in hot.
He was upset.
At first,
I did like how he snuck in there. I left the team because he did that to Florida State.
He had to put that disclaimer out there.
Snuck that in there. But basically what he's saying is Lane Kiffin, you know, took his coaches with him.
Because he was mad because he didn't
LSU.
Then
they said he was a bad guy. So he said, okay, I'll let him go back. But he only did that thinking they would lose to Georgia and they'd be eliminated. But now that they beat Georgia, that meant he'd be without his coaches for another week and a half. And so now he wanted them back. That's all Jimbo Fisher's saying.
Well, I know Weiss.
Or what he's saying.
I know Weiss is still coaching this game in particular. So I don't know if he took all of his coaches back.
Weiss is the offensive coordinator, right? He better figure out a way to block these guys quick. Miami kicked the field goal,
maybe
by the way.
It's a ploy. Maybe it's a ploy.
Oh, Lane Kiffin sent Weiss in to mess up this game?
Now
we're getting out of control.
Here we go to what'd you call it? The
conscravacies.
Well, the other one is that the story came out a little bit ago. We talked about the Washington quarterback.
Oh, he's going back
who
now.
Who left Washington after agreeing to come back. Everybody thought Lane Kiffin was the reason he was trying to leave. Yes, the story now from the ESPN college football guy, Pete Thamel, is now the Washington kid is going back to Washington. And so now
I
we
love
can,
the title of the story.
So now we can say maybe Kiffin withdrew his offer. We'll blame Lane Kiffin for everything.
QB Williams runs reverse.
Yes.
Stays at Washington.
I think maybe he realized he signed a contract.
Do you think his agent
left him?
Came back? You think his agent was like,
agent
nah, I'm
come
good.
Back? Yeah,
ooh, that's a good
know.
Point.
That's a good question.
I don't think you can come back after you leave someone, right?
Yeah. Well,
as an agent?
It's an agent, baby.
Can so. Always go home again, Scrape.
What?
Can always go home again.
That's true.
I think that was a line in an old movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was a good movie.
Maybe Williams realized he was taking a PR hit. And was like, you know what? Maybe I should go back.
I love how we do everything when...
After you get in trouble?
Yeah, after people start trashing you, it's like, let me do the right thing and you need to forgive me.
I said to Tony, I'd almost respect Lane Kiffin more if he just continued to be a jerk.
Pete Thamel did say that Lane Kiffin and LSU were the likely destination for Williams had he left Washington.
Wow. So I think the PR would have been so outrageously bad for both this kid and Lane Kiffin.
It was enough.
That I bet you Lane Kiffin himself said... We just can't pull this one
off. Yeah, no, it's not worth it.
I mean, if
this
kid honestly announced he was going to LSU, Lane Kiffin, as much as he is disliked and despised now, there would have been another level.
I tell you what, DeMond, you better have a good year, bro. Because if you go out there and you don't play as well, at least as well as you played last year, these folks are going to be.
I thought Scraby had a good question yesterday, which was, why do kids? I mean, the kids read this stuff, don't they? They're on the internet. They see what's happening. Why would they be interested in Lane Kiffin and playing for him? And my answer was $6 million. Well, change your mind in a hurry.
Yeah,
but not every kid that plays there is going to get that kind of money. So why would you? Why would you go play with a guy who you know? Or you should know,
because
really doesn't have your best interest at heart.
I tell you why, because that it could literally be the case for every college coach. And I tell you, and I say that because all of them, every single one of them.
Except Tom Izzo.
Except for Tom. Will leave if there is something else better out there. It's been a long time. What is it? I think, I can't remember the last coach that entertained going somewhere else and said, you know what? My heart's here.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
There must
time.
Be one somewhere, but
I feel like I was in my teens the last time I saw it.
Yeah. You can't, like, every Aztec fan right now, worth their salt, knows if Sean Lewis goes 10-3 or 9-4, whatever they finished again.
You're being naive if you're not thinking that.
Yeah. Way. You just know he's gone. And no matter how many wonderful things he says and does here, he's going to go. He just is. Because why would...
Why wouldn't he?
Coaches are already vagabonds. You know how we talk about, I think the hard thing for most of us would be to pick up your family and move again and again and again. But understand that before they become the head coach, most likely they've already been an assistant
been
at
that.
Like 12 different
they've
schools.
They've already been doing
so
it.
So they've already been doing it. Not hard for them to pick up and go again.
That's a great point, because I think oftentimes we see the head coach and, you know, we think of him as only a head coach, especially in the game of football. I don't know of anybody who just was given a head coaching job. Like, you have to work your way up through different positions.
Philip Rivers might be.
Yeah.
Going from Pop Warner to the NFL, as far as he's concerned.
Doesn't happen like that very often.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right.
These guys move all the time, so it's not that difficult. And if you're Sean Lewis or any coach, I'm not picking on him, but if you're Sean Lewis in his spot and the Aztecs can only pay him so much, you know, and Michigan State or somebody says, hey, we want to bring you to the Big Ten and here's what we can pay you, he'd be silly not to. Brady Hoke left us for the
Michigan,
basically the same reasons. I don't think Brady Hoke, in fact, I know Brady Hoke. I think he was a great guy all the way around. And I know that he left at the very end. It seemed like it was a little, you know, tense exit. But I remind Aztec fans that Brady Hoke, yeah, your memory's not very good, because Brady Hoke was pretty responsible for getting this program back on the map when it was nowhere near the map for so many years. So I choose to try to remember some of that.
All right. Well, let's take the. Can we break a minute early? No. Will you get mad about that?
He said we cannot.
Traffic's not ready yet.
We cannot.
That's why.
We got our NFL picks coming up shortly. I think I mentioned Miami kicked a field goal, 3-0. Ole Miss second possession here. Let's see if they can block these guys because that's going to be not much.
Ooh.
And that's another problem if you're Ole Miss. They completed a pass, and the guy wasn't even able to turn around and run before three guys hit him.
Yeah.
They may shut these guys out the way they're starting this game, Miami, on defense.
I wish I could be next to my man Jesse Agler right now.
He's got to be getting a little excited, even though it's only the first quarter. Their defense, how did they lose two games? They lost to SMU and to Louisville.
Louisville.
Guys, Rob Manfred may want to start an in-season tournament for baseball.
No way. That's coming out.
Evan
Drellich
just sent out an article. He was on WFAN today, and he talked about alignment. He said, like, teams in the same market won't be in the same division, so they're not going to group up the Yankees and Mets, Cubs and White Sox. But yeah, the in-season tournament is something that's mentioned.
Why?
I can't wait to see Tony
try
to...
We play 162 games as it is.
Well, that's going to be a part...
It's going to be like the NBA Cup.
He's copying the NBA.
I can't wait for Tony and Scraby to have to explain the standings in the MLB Cup in mid-May.
Oh, man.
Come on, man, Fred.
Hey, you know what, though? Just playing devil's advocate. It could possibly produce a little bit of more adrenaline during the mid-portion of the season.
I can see us being very excited the Padres
you know
won an in-season
like,
tournament.
I mean, it doesn't mean that it's the World
no,
Series.
No, you don't think so, Chris?
I'm just saying.
No, you're the one that doesn't want them to put a banner up at
I
the
wouldn't
Staples
want them
Center.
To put a banner, but
so
I think
would you want a flag to go up?
No, I don't care about any of that. I think it would be in the moment very exciting
an
if the Padres won.
In-game season, huh? In-game tournament.
All right, let's go break on time, Scraby.
Yeah,
right.
Let's go.
Ole Miss went 3-and-out again. Miami 3, Ole Miss nothing. NFL playoff picks are finally at hand. Next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
5:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Getting down to the end of the show. Currently, Miami just moving the ball up the field.
Again, yeah.
They look like the better team right now, although they just got a holding penalty that took away that big gain they had. But we, on the other hand, need to get to our NFL Pick'em playoff edition.
Yes, we do. Can we crown the champ from the regular season quickly?
Crown the champ.
Yeah.
You want to crown him? Crown him.
I turned his mic off when he said what he wanted to say.
I am
the greatest!
The champ is here! Darn right. Yeah. Now, Tony won the last 2 years, so
well,
I'm
this is the biggest
quick
year
to point that out.
This
but
is the
I
biggest
year
of your football life. You win a fantasy football championship, you win the Gwynn and Chris tournament.
Had a big year. And my favorite team was 7-10, so it was a great season. all right, so this is how this works.
I mean, it can't be perfect.
Yeah, right. You're right. I honestly don't mind another 7-10 as long as I can win the fantasy championship, frankly. I've seen enough 7-10s, so I'm used to those. All right, here's what we do. We pick all six games. No spread. We just pick the winner. But it's a confidence ranking. So first pick will be worth 6 points, 5, 4, 3, all the way down. And we'll keep the point totals as the playoff goes along. The most you can get in the first round is 21 points if you get all six games correct. That's pretty tough to do, but we'll see. Anybody want to volunteer?
I'll go first.
Tony Gwynn Jr. with his six-point pick. What do you got, Tony?
Oh, my God, he threw that backwards. My first pick.
Six-pointer.
Ooh, man, this is tough.
Which game do you feel most confident that your pick will win? The Rams.
The Rams!
They are favored by 10.5, but they're on the road. And they lost at Carolina not long ago. Rams, he says. Scraby, that's your six-pointer. Scraby, you go last. I've decided. I just wanted to get that in.
Scraby got his pen and pad ready.
He was all set.
Only to go last.
I even did the pen click.
I'm going to go Rams as well. I think the other five games are almost all toss-ups. This is the only game that, at least on paper, it seems a little one-sided.
I will go
with the Rams for six as well. Scrape?
I got the Rams, too. All right, I think this is the easiest game.
Yeah, that might be the one.
This is where it gets dicey. It
gets a little crazy now. All five. These other five games, there's no more than a 3 or 4 point spread, I don't think, in any of these other five games. So, Tony, who's your 5-point pick? He's thinking. There's a tough one right here. The rest of them are tough. I don't think there's any game here where you for sure feel you're going to get 5 points.
Yeah. Let's go.
So funny. I've been thinking about this all week, so I'm ready with my picks. Tony probably just started thinking about it.
It's a four-hour show, bro.
Let's 5 minutes Pittsburgh. Ago.
Steelers for five.
Steelers for five.
Oh, man.
You might care to explain your thinking, or
I like
just going with the Steelers?
No, I like the Steelers at home.
Okay. They have won 23 in a row on Monday night, so this is a Monday night game.
I don't trust Houston's offensive line in a game like this.
All right.
And I think that's going to be the difference because I know, I trust Aaron Rodgers against this really good defense.
In this spot.
Yeah.
Funny because I'm taking the opposite for five.
Houston.
I'm really bullish on Houston going into this playoff. Now, they have won 9 in a row, so it's understandable. But I like who they're beating. They beat Jacksonville. They beat Buffalo. They beat your Niners earlier, but that wasn't in this 9-game streak. I just think they're playing great. And I keep thinking of the Buffalo game where they just annihilated Josh Allen. I think Rodgers will get the ball out quick. I think Houston's better. And of all the rest of the games, that's my five.
I love how you didn't. I love how you didn't name the rest of those opponents, by the way.
I don't have the rest of them. I just know the good teams they beat.
Bad?
Some of them are.
Yeah.
Colts. Well, Chargers is good.
Yeah, they beat the Chargers.
Raiders.
I thought that was an impressive win at
Cardinals,
LA last week.
Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Solid.
All right. I'm taking Houston. What do you got, Scrape?
I'm going to go with the Bears.
Ooh.
Bears.
And the reason
five.
I'm going to do this is because the Packers have seemed like Micah Parsons, when he got injured, has taken all of the wind out of their sails.
Packers have lost 4 in a row heading into this game.
They are limping in. The one thing I'll say is Caleb Williams, I'm very interested to see how he deals with his first playoff game. But he's at home. He's got a good coach. He's got the fans behind him. I think the Bears beat the Packers.
Bears beat the Packers for 5 points, says Scraby. All right, we're down to the 4-point game.
Hey, this gets hard.
Getting harder and harder. Tony, you got you can't obviously pick the Ram game or the Steeler game. What's next for 4 points?
Give me the Jags.
First of Jaguars.
Give me the Jags.
Over Buffalo for 4. Jags at home.
I kind of like this one today because we're all over the map. Usually this first round, we're pretty like
right, this
aligned.
Is going to be all over the map. It truly is. You like the Jags?
I like
any
the
particular
Jags.
Reason?
They made me a believer over time. I didn't think they were as good as they were. I got to give
my man
Cohen.
They've won 8 in a row, by the way.
I got to give my man, was it Liam
Cohen?
I got to give him some credit, man. He got those boys coached up. I know Trevor Lawrence has kind of been iffy for a while. He turned it up this year.
He's playing great. Games, he's
playing
fantastic.
He's playing like the prospect that they all thought he was this last 6-7 games.
Okay. They've won 8 in a row. Their last loss was to Houston.
Houston.
All right. My 4-point pick, I'll duck, but I'll take the Eagles. And I don't feel great, about it.
That's fine. That's fine.
I did read today, and if this is true, then I would honestly even move the Eagles up, which I can't.
What did you read?
But if Trent Williams doesn't play, I just don't think you have a hope in hell.
I think he's going to play.
I think he will, too, but he's still iffy, and that's dangerous.
That is very dangerous.
For the 49ers. The Eagles do seem like a little like OKC. They kind of just cruise through the season, but they're starting to peak right now, I feel. So for all the rest, that's why I take them at home for four. Scraby.
Jaguars.
Also Jacksonville.
The reason is, I mean, this is Josh Allen's playoffs to get to the Super Bowl.
He better. Yeah. He don't have no Mahomes. No. No Jackson.
No. Right. The two, yeah, he can get through those. Yeah, he can get through the Jags. I think he's got a pretty good shot. But his team, this team is just not consistent whatsoever.
Not.
You don't know if you're going to get the team that scores 40 points or if you're going to get the team that barely can move the ball.
They barely moved it in that game against the Eagles, I think it was.
And to
There's
me,
been a few of those.
That's when Josh is at his worst. When he knows his team is not...
He puts it on his back. And then he
risk.
Does the thing where he runs like 20 yards backwards and in circles. And
what
then
he does
gets sacked.
What he does better than anybody we've talked about is he runs in the snow.
Yeah.
He's not going to get any of that.
No, not in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville. All right. Interesting. Scrape, what do you want to do?
Another reason.
Here?
Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars a couple years ago almost beat the Chiefs in the playoffs in Kansas City.
So you're feeling...
I'm feeling the Jags.
You want to break and then do the other three?
Just keep going.
No, we need to go to break.
Okay, fine.
We don't have anything in the next segment anyway, do we?
Oh, no, we don't, but I was feeling it.
Well, no.
Right, well,
no,
take
can't
a break.
Feel it. Take, put
catch
your
breath.
Aside. Let's go.
Catch your breath.
Get to break on time.
To recap, Tony's gone Rams, Steelers, Jags. Scraby, Rams, Bears, Jags. I've gone Rams,
Eagles.
Texans, Eagles.
Texans, Eagles.
All right. Well, we do our 3-2-1s, which are going to even be tougher. Also, our Super Bowl picks. All right, so if you heard the break, I hinted toward it during the Spiros commercial. Couldn't help it. Miami seemed to be in early control of this playoff, but as we were speaking there, the running back for Ole Miss, Lacy, the guy who just signed the contract extension, which is crazy to me, but he just ran 73 yards for a touchdown. I mean, it was like just straight up the middle, and off he went. So Ole Miss has taken a 7-3 lead.
Carson Beck needs to get his accuracy under control here.
Not very good right now. But Miami does have a ball and a little movement here early in the second quarter. Ole Miss 7, Miami 3. Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Scraby, we got our picks. We're going to give you our Super Bowl picks at the end of this. Right now, we have all of us have named our three most likely winners in this weekend's wild card round. Now we move on to the toughest of them all, the 3-point, 2-point, and 1-point picks. But first, Scraby wants everybody to check a little traffic.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Trying to watch the game, which is always difficult.
Which is funny because all the people on YouTube can see us just
sitting. I know. Sorry about that, guys. All right, 3-point pick. So far, Tony, you picked the Rams for six.
Sorry.
Oh, yes, we got a biggest,
yes, biggest fan.
Oh, yes, we do.
Biggest fan.
Back to the picks momentarily.
Yes, yes.
Get the biggest fan while I watch the game.
Good boy.
Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Philip Dublada Jr. I'm sure I am not saying that right, but Philip Dublada Jr. of San Diego. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for a grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey Suite at a Padres game with all the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Philip Dublada Jr. I am sorry if I mispronounced your name. 10
You're on
minutes.
The clock, Philip.
833-288-0973. Starts now.
And, well, that's what I said earlier. You want to enter the contest and have your name mispronounced on the radio. That's what you want to get into. All right. Tony with the Rams is a 6-point pick. Pick the Steelers over the Texans for 5. Jags over the Bills for 4. Now, his three-point pick. You got, obviously, three games to choose from. Tony, you got 3 points. You had the whole break to think about it.
But I was watching the game, though, so I wasn't really paying attention to that.
You didn't think about it.
I went, what did I go? I went Rams,
Steelers,
Jags. I'll follow that up with the Eagles.
Eagles over the Niners. It doesn't surprise me that both you and I picked against the Niners.
Yes.
Do you have any thought reasons here, or are you just?
I just think the Eagles. I think the Eagles are a better team. We can't forget that the 49ers are not at full strength.
They and haven't been all year, though.
Yeah, but I think this is where it catches up to them. When you get to this type of year and this type of competition, a full-strength Philly team who you said is ascending right now.
Seem to be.
I think so, too. So I'm going to go with Eagles.
All right.
Eagles.
Three-point pick for me. Recap, I took the Rams for 6. I took the Texans for 5. Eagles for 4. I'm going with the Pack. Pack. I think the Bears are going to lose. I haven't been big on the Bears all year. They've proved me wrong time and again, winning a lot of really close games. 2, Caleb Williams' first playoff game. I never like a quarterback in their first playoff game. But 3, I thought the Packers kind of controlled both of the regular season meetings. Remember, the Bears only won the second game because they recovered an onside kick, which set them up to tie the game. I think the Packers are slightly better. I'd feel a lot better, though, if Micah Parsons was playing, if you were the Packers. But I'm going to stick with them. Green Bay for 3. Scraby.
This is where
Scraby,
I go
by the way,
with my...
recap Rams, Bears, Jags so far.
This is where I pick my 49ers.
The
I'm going to put them right in the middle.
Niners
put them right in the middle.
Points.
Because I can't pick against them.
No, you have to pick them.
It's really not right in the middle.
3? 3 is half of 6?
There is no middle.
There's no middle.
With 6.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. There's either an upper third or a lower third.
There's a middle. Right. Exactly. You put them on the lower third.
Hey, guys.
You have no faith. Your own team. You obviously have no faith in your own team.
I want to do something off camera. Oh.
He can pick against his own team. Because I remember 2 years ago when we did this, I picked Buffalo 6 points against Miami. Yeah. I had no belief in Miami. In that
you turned
game.
Out to be right.
I think
Chris is right. If Trent Williams plays, they have a shot. If he doesn't play, I don't think
they have
a shot.
Is this why you put him in the bottom third?
Yeah, and their defense is really beat up. Like, they're playing practice squad guys that they picked up 2 weeks ago kind of thing.
They're doing a hell of a job with it. I have to admit that.
But
it's
going
to be hard to overcome it.
Maybe CMC takes over or something like that.
You're going to need him.
Yes.
All right. We're on to our two-point game. Tony, you can pick between the Bears, Packers, or Chargers, Patriots. Those are both the 7-2 matchups, by the way.
I'm definitely picking the upset here.
For 2 points?
For 2 points.
It is?
The Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go! All
right. I think...
cross-country track.
I know. It has not done well for the Chargers in the past, but I do believe in their quarterback. I think him taking that week off last week to get healthy... he's going to be fresh. I also think he remembers how poorly the last playoff appearance.
His last two have not been really good.
Ended. Yes.
The Jacksonville game, he let that. Remember, they led 23-0 and it got away, right?
Yep.
And then last year, he really didn't do well against the Texans.
See, I don't even remember the
I think he threw 3-4 picks last year.
Bad.
I remember how bad the Jaguars was because he was playing so well until the end of the game.
Yeah. One good note for the Chargers I saw today, they're getting one of their tackles back. I think Slater, who has not played
Rashawn
all year.
Slater's coming back?
He hasn't played in a game the whole year.
That's
coming
huge.
Back.
If he's healthy enough to participate. Right.
Wow,
yeah.
I think he like tore his bicep or something.
That could be a big... they're not getting the other one, Joe Alt, not coming back.
Wow, if they get Rashawn Slater back,
that
that's
help.
A big deal.
All right. My 2 point is going to be the Jaguars. I agree with you, but not... as confident as you guys are, I guess, in the Jaguars because of Josh Allen. And if you pick Buffalo, that's the only reason to pick Buffalo, isn't it? There's nothing else. You know, there's just been something wrong with that Buffalo team all year.
In a lot of ways, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are kind of working with the same type of offense. Like, no wide receivers. You depend on your running game and your tight end. And if those don't work, It's all on the quarterback.
Then you start running around. Yep. Buffalo has very little defense. I think Jacksonville can get up and down the field. I'm going to take the Jags for two. So all three of us are taking Jacksonville in that one. Scraby, you are down to either the Chaja game or the Steelers Houston game.
Well, I definitely cannot pick the Patriots because of how much hate I have.
Yeah,
well, of
course you're picking against them all.
So I'm going to go with the Chargers. I do think the Chargers have a good shot to win this game. Jim Harbaugh, he just prepares his team really well.
He does, man.
He's really good.
Super well coached.
Yeah.
But he didn't look good last year in a playoff game.
That's because his quarterback decided to play for the other team, though.
He did. I think, this is, to me, this is kind of the moment of truth for the Chargers a little bit. I mean, Herbert now has had two playoff games. He's had four good seasons. It's time to, like, win one of these games.
Do you remember me saying it often the last, I mean, I probably come off of it the last couple years, but he is the most talented quarterback that has somehow, like, ducked criticism.
He gets criticism.
No one ever rips him.
He doesn't get criticism like other
mild.
Quarterbacks.
It's very mild.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to get it if he doesn't win this time, I think. All right, we're down to the last game.
Oh, if he doesn't win this time, he has to get criticism.
Yeah. Final game for you, Tony, is Bears Packers. 1 point.
You already know. You know who I'm going with.
Caleb, but you don't like him enough. You don't like him enough. You only went 1 point.
Well, I'm not stupid. I want to win this game, ultimately.
You don't want to be stupid. Bears, he says, over the pack. Okay.
Do you have any thoughts on why?
He likes Caleb.
I like Caleb. I don't think Green Bay is that good.
They're not.
Especially without hurt. Micah. Yeah.
They're hurt more than just him. All right. I'm down to the New England Charger game. And I don't like to pick against a quarterback pick a quarterback in his first playoff game. And that's what Drake May is. But I'm going to because.
Ooh, you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
I am a little, but it's interesting. I don't like the Chargers' offensive line. I thought that was going to be the difference. And then I read that the Fluker guy, Slater might play. Fluker's an older tackle for the Chargers. But Slater might play, so that could swing it. But I'm going to stick with New England to get a home win. It's a Sunday night, cross country. I don't like that for the Chargers. But I that's why I only did 1 point. Because as good as Drake May, he's probably going to be the MVP. Everybody says he's going to be. First playoff game, I'm worried. All right, Scrib, you got Houston or Pittsburgh for your 1-pointer?
Houston. No, I'm going to go. I just don't believe in C.J. Stroud. Okay. I don't know that he is a quarterback that can take a team to the Super Bowl or even win multiple playoff games. So I'm going to go the Steelers.
Steelers. All right. I'm not going to recap them all, but suffice to say, we all picked the Rams. You guys both picked the Steelers. I am big on Houston here and went even 5 points on that game. Tony and I took the Eagles. Scraby, as expected, took the Niners. We all took Jacksonville. Two of you guys took the Chargers. I went New England. And finally, you guys took the Bears. I went Green Bay. So we'll see how it goes. Miami did go all the way down the field. That was about a 10-minute drive.
It was 7:41.
Man, they had the ball forever, ran it, and right on in, 10-7, Miami goes back in front in the playoff game. Real quick, you guys want to do your Super Bowl projections?
Oh, man, I haven't even thought about it.
And I think this is maybe one of the hardest years in the history of picking the Super Bowl.
I agree.
To pick it. Seattle and Denver are the top seeds. I don't know too many people who think those are going to be the two Super Bowl teams. Will either of them even make it? The two seeds are both the Bears and the Patriots, who both have rookie playoff quarterbacks. So who do you believe in? Tony, you ready or you want me to go first? I'll go first because I already have my pick.
All right, go ahead.
This is ridiculous, I know.
I'm going to see how ridiculous.
Well, you're going to see. I am eliminating all 8 division champs. All of them.
Okay.
I don't have a belief in any of the 8 division champs.
I mean, two of
them,
yeah.
Certainly the Panthers and the Steelers are not going to the Super Bowl. Denver just, I've never bought into them. Sam Darnold scares me with Seattle. The two rookie quarterbacks, New England, Chicago. Philadelphia maybe returns, not Jacksonville. So I'm going to two wild card teams. The Rams out of the NFC, and I'm riding all the way with the team you guys don't believe in at all, the Texans.
Oh, okay. Wow. That doesn't make this one outrageous.
To me, the Texans or the Bills are the two that I feel the strongest about, and I just remember the Texans crushing the Bills late in the season. So I'm but my matchup, if that happened, would be two number five seeds, and that's pretty hard to believe.
The AFC is weak this year in terms of having a team that's dominant. And so, you know, I'm going to go with the Steelers out of the AFC.
What?
Wow.
Number six. Wow. Or number four seed, actually. They are four seed.
And the Rams.
You're going Steelers-Rams. Steelers-Rams.
I just...
You're loving Aaron Rodgers all of a sudden.
I think out of the quarterbacks that are in this bad boy,
you did
AFC,
say it earlier this week. You said they shouldn't have let the old man in.
They should not have let this old man in. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going Rams-Steelers.
So you and I are going head-to-head on our AFC game right away.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Scraby, open for you. No.
Watch
Steelers did at least win the
right
Steelers did win the division, but they're not. Nobody believes in them.
10-7 division winning.
Yeah, nobody really believes in them. Scraby, man, Denver's available. Seattle's available. All the big teams.
See,
what are you doing?
I think Seattle probably has the best chance to get to the Super Bowl.
I'm just looking at the teams we got here.
Well,
you
can change if you'd like.
Who's the bye in
Denver?
Denver.
No. I like Seattle, actually. Give me Seattle.
Seattle-Pittsburgh?
For Seattle-Pittsburgh.
Okay. You got it.
That would be a rematch of that one Super Bowl at Ford Field between...
Oh, yeah. Way back when the...
Was that Sean Alexander time?
Yep. Yes. And Bettis was the Steeler running back. Steelers won the game, but the refs killed Seattle in that game, if you go back to it.
All right. Seahawks,
you're up, Scraby.
No, the Seahawks, I have the same fear that Chris does, and it's Sam Darnold throwing the soul-crushing interception.
I just changed my mind. I'm going back to Rams.
Rams-Steelers. Sam Darnold thing scared the hell out of me.
Because he does throw these soul-crushing interceptions.
I don't think he can get through. How many games you got to win to get to the Super Bowl?
Just two.
Three. Well, yeah, you just got to win to get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes it a little
bit
less.
You'll be home for both games.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
Don't trust him either.
All right, so I'm going to go with the Rams. I think they're
going with the Rams too. All three of us.
Their defense is strong enough to get there, and Matthew Stafford's probably the most explosive quarterback.
Well, he's been at a high level.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Year. Yeah, I can't believe a Niner fan is picking the Rams.
Your team is in the postseason. You are not picking them.
I can't pick a team that doesn't have a linebacker.
You should be ashamed.
That's fine. I'd rather win this game.
I would like the 49er... Who is the in charge of the Niner Gang fan club?
Take him off.
Because I would like them to hear this.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going in a different
direction. No, you're not. You took the Niners' most bitter rivals to go to the Super Bowl.
I'm going
to
go with the
49ers. You should be ashamed of yourself.
And here's why I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Come on.
Because wouldn't this be the craziest thing in the world if Aaron Rodgers last year was to face off against the team that he wanted to be drafted by way back when?
I
guess that would be interesting.
That would be kind of interesting. I would just want to go into Michael's office. That's what I want to do.
You guys are both bucking for a raise. I'm going to get fired because I'm picking against the Steelers.
Before the Super Bowl, we'll be like, Michael, your team is just so much better than my team.
I'm picking picking against the Steelers in the first round. You guys both have them going to the Super Bowl. Michael Valenzuela, attention. We'll see. All right. But I think all three of it. I'm going to tell you, I read Bill Barnwell, the ESPN guy, today. His Super Bowl pick is the Rams and Buffalo. But the bottom line being, again, no division champs, really. I mean, no one believes in all of the top seeds. There's holes and youth for all of them. And I think that is why everybody is... You know, and watch it turn out where it'll be Seattle, New England,
Denver, and Seattle.
Yeah, it'll be the same thing. It could.
But. Yeah, you know, Fred Warner's been rumored to come back here in the playoffs.
Not this round.
Well, not this round. No.
Well, what is your official pick? You're taking the Niners and the Steelers.
I'm going Niners Steelers. Yeah, I can't pick the Jaguars because
you literally just picked the Rams, so you can pick the Jaguars.
No.
Well, here's the thing about picking the Niners. You already said Rams for everybody to hear.
Yeah. So you go ahead. You can go back on it now.
That's fine. My thought about the Rams were they were actually most likely to go to the Super Bowl. The 49ers, in my heart, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Mm,
whatever.
Okay. Whatever he
says. Sellout fan.
Katrina has a question. Is Michael from Pittsburgh or is he just a Steelers fan?
I don't know the answer to that. I think, you know, it's definitely possible. I have a bunch of family members that are big Steeler fans.
Yeah.
Growing up watching the Steel
none
Curtain.
None of them, yeah, the Curtain
none of
was...
Them are from, none of them are from that area.
The Curtain was something to watch. I obviously rooted against it because they were in the way of the Dolphins every year, but... Looking back on those teams, you're never going to, I don't think in our life, we'll see a team with that many players that are Hall of Fame players, will you? I mean, Franco.
The way the salary cap stuff works.
You got Stallworth and Swan. You got Bradshaw. And then you haven't even gone to the defense.
Yeah.
That might have been the best defense we've ever seen. And I know the Ravens have a claim to it with Ray Lewis and company.
Oh, hold on.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Before we get out of here, I want to read this tweet from Jeff Passan.
Okay.
It pretty much means that Tarek Skubal is going to be traded because he filed for $32 million this year. The Tigers countered at 19, so they didn't even meet him. The $13 million spread is by far the largest in salary arbitration history.
I don't know if that means anything, though.
It doesn't?
No, because, I mean, he's already, like, he's that good where he's going to challenge the status quo. What'd Skeens get? You remember? It was 20-something, wasn't it?
Skeens?
Yeah. He got a lot in arbitration.
See. I don't remember, but let me see real quick. No, I think it was lower.
Was it?
It says $820,000.
Maybe he's not up.
He's not to arbitration.
Maybe
yet.
It
he's
wasn't
pre-arm.
Him. Somebody who just got to arbitration got a lot. Can't remember who it was, though.
All right, so this wasn't a big... This was a Joe Mauer moment?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Scraby's got the Chronicles.
So I shouldn't clear the entire program
no,
for this?
Should.
Okay.
Scraby's got the Chronicles. Old Miss field goal. 10-10 as we turn it over to you for the final hour, Scrabe. The UCS.